There's new healthcare research that shows just how accepted alternative forms of therapy have become. We're talking about practices such as yoga, meditation, and deep breathing. According to a new study by researchers at Harvard Medical School and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, a growing number of doctors are telling their patients to seek alternative forms of care. The study also found that more than a third of Americans use some form of alternative therapy. Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, wrote about the study, and she's here to talk about it. Welcome, Rachel.
Thanks, Anthony.
Always good to have you. Also with us is Dr. Aditi Nerukar. She's an internist and integrative medicine fellow at Harvard Medical School and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She's author of the study, and thanks for coming into Radio Boston, Doctor.
Pleasure to be here.
Rachel, let me start with you. What stands out most about this study?
Well, to me, what's most interesting is that it seems to show a shift in the practice of medicine. The study suggests that doctors, who are a fairly conventional bunch, it seems like they are starting to refer patients to quote-unquote alternative therapies, which frankly, for many of us, are not so alternative, and they've become part of our lives, and we just don't even tell our doctors about it. We just go off and do it on our own. But it seems like the establishment medical community and other healthcare providers are starting to tell patients to go do this and that it may be beneficial.
And when we talk about alternative therapies or these mind-body techniques, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, in this case, we're talking about yoga, meditation, tai chi, qigong, guided imagery, which is a form of relaxation, and deep breathing exercises.
Mm. Dr. Nerukar, let me turn to you. Rachel talked about a shift in doctors' attitudes toward these therapies. As a doctor and as the author of the study, is that what you're finding?
Well, you know, one of our study findings that was most surprising to us was that 1 in 30 Americans, so that equates to about 6.4 million people, had used a mind-body therapy because it was referred by a healthcare provider. And that number was really surprising to us. It was much higher than we anticipated. And if you think about it, it's like saying that, you know, in a yoga class of 30 people, one of them is there because their provider told them to check out yoga. So that was a really surprising and interesting and exciting finding for us.
And tell me why that was surprising.
Well, because I think most of all, like Rachel said, typically what we've thought of is that, you know, mind-body therapies have been more on the fringe, certainly more of a patient-driven phenomenon. We also have literature to support that mind-body therapies are being used by patients, but they're not necessarily telling their physicians or providers that they're using these therapies. Providers are also not necessarily asking if their patients are using. So what I think is really interesting here is that we're trying to get at the question of what is the role of mind-body therapies in the conventional medical setting?
Hmm.
You know, we have 41 million Americans using a mind-body therapy.
So a really interesting shift. Rachel, the study also had something to say about what kinds of people are seeking out alternative therapies. Tell us about that.
Right. They found that people who tended to be sicker were the ones being referred, and people more heavily reliant on the healthcare system in general. So this suggests that providers may be thinking about mind-body therapies as sort of a last resort for patients after other more traditional approaches have failed. They also may be thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, this person's tried everything. It wouldn't hurt to send them to a meditation class.
Mm.
It's unclear what the providers were thinking when they made the referral.
And Dr. Nerukar, does that suggest that patients might be better off if they start these alternative therapies sooner rather than waiting until they're very sick?
That's a great question, and that's certainly something that we'd like to investigate further. We do not know that at this time. I think more research is needed to figure out whether or not referring for a mind-body therapy earlier in the course of illness may decrease healthcare utilization or improve outcomes.
Hmm. Now, you're a doctor, you see patients, and you practice yoga, so I'm just wondering what you're seeing in your practice and what you tell your patients.
I think in my practice, you know, what I see is a lot of my patients are really open to these therapies. They actually they tell me, you know, I've been meditating, I've been sleeping better as a result of my meditation, or I started doing yoga and I have more energy. And I encourage that. Mm. I think at the end of the day, you know, the data is certainly mounting and evidence is mounting in favor of these therapies. And at the end of the day, as a physician, I just really want my patients to feel better. So at this time, you know, researchers are working on trying to figure out what the mechanisms of action are of how these mind-body therapies work. We don't quite know that yet. We don't know that about meditation. We've seen, based on research that's out there, that there's structural changes to the brain with meditation. And we also know that patients feel better. But whether we can actually say that those structural changes have any clinical significance is to be determined.
Okay, well, thank you both for coming in. Fascinating story, and we're grateful to both of you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you.
That's Rachel Zimmerman. She's a co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. And Dr. Aditi Nerukar. She's an internist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Harvard Medical School. You can find the study, which appears in the current issue of the Archives of Internal Medicine, on our blog, Common Health.